Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
On Saturday, November 1st, the Fukuoka City Disaster Preparedness Fair will be held at Furiai Square, located on the west side of Fukuoka City Hall. This is an event where you can see, learn, and experience all things related to disaster preparedness. At the venue, about 40 organizations and companies involved in disaster preparedness will host educational booths. Visitors can learn and experience disaster-related knowledge, techniques, and the latest equipment. There will also be a display simulating a shelter living space, allowing families to understand what evacuation centers are like. This event helps everyone prepare for emergencies while having fun. On stage, you'll see impressive programs such as traditional firefighting demonstrations by the city of Fukuoka, fire drills using the city hall building, and rescue dog performances. In addition, there'll be displays of fire engines, police cars, and other emergency vehicles, a disaster preparedness quiz for parents and children, and even an appearance by a 4-meter-long dinosaur. With fun activities for families, the event is designed to help all generations become more familiar with disaster preparedness. There will also be a quiz rally with prizes and popular food trucks on site. It's an event that lets both children and adults enjoy learning about disaster safety. The event runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. On Saturday, November 1st, come to Furiai Square in front of Fukuoka City Hall and have fun while learning about disaster preparedness.
Life in Fukuoka.
Now I have some information from Fukuoka City. Have you heard about Fukuoka Kibo Junior High School? It's a public night school established by Fukuoka City for people who couldn't receive compulsory education for various reasons, or who couldn't attend school due to issues like truancy. Enrollment is open regardless of nationality. At this school, you can study the same 9 subjects as in regular junior high school. And if you're worried about your Japanese skills, you can also receive Japanese language instruction. Graduating from the school grants you a junior high school diploma. Classes are held on weekdays from 5:50 p.m. to 9:15 p.m., and the school is located in Momochi Sawara Ward. There are no fees for tuition or textbooks. If you'd like to know more, there will be a school information session on December 7th at 2 p.m. To participate, please register by December 1st via phone or the web. You can call 092-400-0751 between 2 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. on weekdays. Again, if you want to call for information, that phone number is 092-400-0751, and calls will be taken between 2 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. on weekdays. For web registration, search for Fukuoka Kibo Junior High School Student Recruitment. If you have questions or need advice, you can contact them via email in your own language using the address provided on their website. That was information from Fukuoka City.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there is that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.